welcome to the podcast. Yes.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, Vinny. What's going on, man?
Hey.
How was Christmas?
It was great.
Yeah?
Great, yeah.
Awesome. What'd you do?
I was in Pittsburgh visiting family. Got to share the new baby Veda with the family.
Yes.
First Christmas with her.
And yes.
It's good.
Now, let me just ask you really quick. So, you know, obviously one of the biggest, hottest, I think, Christmas gifts right now is Star Wars. Come on.
Oh, the little baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda. Baby Yoda. My question is, why is Veda not called Yoda?
Because she's Darth Veda.
I just want everybody to know that Vinny, Candelore, and Lindy decided to name their little baby beautiful girl after the dark side.
The dark side. Yeah, because she's going to bring light to the dark side.
Yeah, so she is Jedi.
She is.
Totally.
Yes.
Totally Jedi.
You sound skeptical over there.
I totally do. Because I am. Anyways, did you give her a baby Yoda?
No. You know what? We should have, though.
You should have.
I don't know. I think it's more of just a meme.
It's just a meme thing?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure they should sell them if they don't.
They do. Will. And their T-shirts and all kinds of stuff.
Is it part of the Naeem Puzzle line?
Yeah, T-shirts? Yes, it is. And by the way, I'm so glad that we're doing this this clothing line.
Yes.
That we gave away. Yeah.
Yeah. So awesome. If you guys haven't heard about this, if you haven't checked out the last episode we posted on Christmas, we did a T-shirt giveaway. We can now say that it was a T-shirt giveaway because, you know, it's not pants or anything like that. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go listen to the Christmas episode.
Yeah.
And then we are now going to be launching more products, more designs.
Yes.
Just all kinds of fun stuff that you guys can purchase.
Yeah.
Yes. Sports bras.
No. No, we're not.
I think I've said more things that we're not selling than the actual things that we are.
Correct.
You know, but hey, it leaves it open for you guys for interpretation for whatever you think you're about to go buy.
It's not interpreting anything.
Actually,
you literally said it.
You just purchased something and you don't know what you're going to get.
Now, so you know what? Hat, that should be the thing.
It could be a tote bag.
Yeah.
You know?
$25.
Naeem's
surprise,
car.
Surprise
you could get
me.
Naeem's car.
For $25?
Yeah.
You probably could, actually. You could. I'm not even going to tell you what it is. It is nothing fun. Actually,
cool.
It is fun.
It's fun.
It's going to be my son's car.
Oh, yeah. Shout out, Asher.
All right. Let's jump into this year's podcast. And so we're releasing this because we want you to go into the new year with intention. So here's the big idea. Every year for the past couple of years, I've been getting this, getting a word, like a different word for the year, for the next coming year, you know. So so in 2019, I got a word early on. And when I mean early on, it was in the fall. And the word was courageous. And before that, I would get all kinds of different words. And I think it's really good to have a word for the year. Actually, a guy that I know, and I would say a friend of mine, yeah. I mean, he's a big time, you know, his name is John Gordon. He's a, you know, he's a motivational coach. He's a leadership coach. He wrote several bestsellers. Mm-hmm. I call him a friend because he actually will recognize me and say hi and follows me on social media a little bit and all that. But he does this. He intentionally every year, you know, in fact, I would love to invite him to this podcast. We'll see what happens. But he goes in and he every year with a word for the year. What's a word for the year? So my word for my 2020, and I want to just see if you want to take this word too, is the word courageous.
Courageous,
yeah. So we're going to kick off actually conversations about what that means at Mosaic. But what does the word courageous mean to you? So if you're a Bible person or a Bible guy or girl, this idea of courage shows up several times. But in the book of Joshua, which is like the Old Testament, Joshua is talking to God, and God tells him that Moses, you know, the guy who he's been following all these years is dead, which, you know, he starts off by saying, hey, Moses is dead, which, yeah, we all knew that. And he was like, yeah, but so he's dead, but I got a mission, and you're in charge now. You're in charge. And then he tells him something, and I want to just read this to you. So this is Joshua 1, verse 3, and he says this. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Now, if you've ever read this story before, you know the story. You know that he basically tells Joshua, hey, I want you to do what Moses was supposed to do, and here's the deal. And then he goes on in that chapter, and I don't want to read the whole chapter to you guys, but he keeps on, and he says, you know, I will be with you like I was with Moses, yada, 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 yada. And then he says, you know, no one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. I will never leave you or forsake you. So he promises all these big things in the next couple of verses, right? But then, verse 6, he says this, be strong and
courageous.
Yes, courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. And then he says it again, be strong and courageous. Actually, he says, be strong and very courageous. And then he says some more stuff. Then again, he comes back around and says, have I not commanded you? Like, have I not told you? Be strong and courageous. And then he says, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Like, not like encouraged, discouraged, courageous. I mean, he's saying, don't do that. I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you. He keeps on saying this. Again, he ends that whole, the chapter kind of ends with, again, like, let me just tell you, only be strong and courageous. Now, the question is, why do I need to be courageous? Why do I need to be strong if God himself has told me I'm with you and never going to let me leave you? So it's like if someone tells me, hey, man, listen, I'm going to be with you. Hey, girl, I'm going to be with you. 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 We're going to do all these amazing things. And by the way, I have the capacity and the power to accomplish all these things. Like, we got this. It's like basically going into a place and you have security, right? Yeah. They're fully armed. Like you have a SWAT team behind you and you're going into a room. And the guy goes, hey, just I want you to know, be strong and courageous.
Yeah.
Like, why? Like, the guns don't work? Like, yeah. Have you never done this before? Like, why are you telling me to be, why are you asking me to do this? So apparently what he's saying is, yeah, you have a SWAT team behind you and I'm with you. But your enemy doesn't know, cannot see this team.
Yeah.
So it's like you're walking in and you definitely have security all around you, but the enemy thinks you just walked in alone.
He's all alone.
I think that's really what, you know, the call of God is for us. Like he says, he presents these opportunities for us, right? In different places. And he says, you know, I want you to walk into this room. I want you to walk into this opportunity. I want you to walk into the season. And then he goes, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you. With you. But by the way, no one else can see it.
Yeah.
Which I know it seems like bait and switch,
mm-hmm.
but kind of does, right?
Kind of feels like it.
It kind of feels like I'm with you, but everybody else is going to think I'm not with
you. It's kind of like, can you just make this Facebook official? Like, are we officially together?
Right.
Like, we're together, but, like, nobody else can see it? Or, like,
right.
Is this, like, a, you know,
is this
a status thing for you, God?
Yes.
Like, can you just, you know, hey, in a relationship.
Boom.
With you.
Yeah. Can we just have, can we have proof of that?
Yeah.
Like, visible proof of that?
Yeah.
It's not enough that good. I know. Everybody else needs to know,
yeah.
too. Like, what's wrong with me, God? Like, why don't you hold my hand in public? Like,
my profile picture is me reading the Bible, God, and you don't even have a Facebook profile.
Exactly.
It's
messed up. Yeah. When you post with me, no one can see you. So, like it's interesting because it's humorous, but it's really the reality of life, like, with God, because he says, I want you to know that I've got all these things, but I also want you to know that you're going to feel like I'm not there. You're going to feel like that. And the way that things are going to come against you, they're going to come against you as if I wasn't there. Like, I think that's the reality that we should all know, that when God calls us to a life, he calls us to a life, but all the things against us are very real, and it's just going to come against us.
Mm-hmm.
But here's, I think, a truth that we all need to know about, and that is the first verse I read, which is Joshua 1:3. He says this. He says, you know, he says, I'll give you, which means, okay, you have it. I'll give you every place. Okay. But then there's a condition. Every place where you set your foot. So I will give you where you set your foot. So my is like my hand will provide all the resources, but your foot will determine the amount.
That's good.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It says, like, so whatever your feet don't go,
right,
you don't get.
Man.
And I think that's hard for us. Like, we go, okay, well, you told me I got all this land. You told me you got all this territory. You told me I got all this opportunity. You told me I got, you know, all these things that are going to come true for me. And God goes, yeah, but you didn't walk in them.
You didn't step foot in it.
Wow. So my hand only follows your foot. So I think what God's calling us to as we move into next year could be, hey, what are you going to be courageous to step into? Because that's how this whole thing makes sense now. He goes, as soon as you step in, right?
Yeah.
I show up. But if you don't step in,
yeah,
I don't show up. And it's really all connected to this idea of like, of where does God live? Like, so we think, you know, it's like we were talking about how, like, you know, he lives beside us and he's with us and holding our hands and he's invisible and all that. But here's the reality, right? That was all in, you know, all in humor. But the truth is God lives in us.
Yeah.
And so that's why he's saying, like, if you don't
go there,
I'm not there.
I can, but.
Right.
If you go there, that's when I'm there for you.
Right.
Like.
Right. Right. And so what I mean, so if there's anything in this podcast, I think what's a word that maybe you want to have for 2020? You know, it's a cool year, 2020. What's a word? What's a courageous word for you?
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't have to be courageous. I think for me right now it is. And so I'm going to walk in that. What does it mean to make courageous decisions? What does it mean to courageously love, courageously forgive, courageously accept, courageously give, courageously sacrifice, courageously speak, courageously do? I mean, for me, it's kind of endless, so I'm taking that. But what's a word for you guys? So if you're listening, which I'm assuming you are, you're still listening, what's a word?
Yeah. So, I mean, why don't we just actually just open this up to them to interact with us? So why don't we post something?
Yeah.
And let's just everybody share a word.
Let's do that.
And so if you're listening to this now, go to Instagram.
Yes.
Type in at Naeem Fazal, NaeemFazal, in case you haven't figured out how to spell it by searching the podcast already. And go to his last post, and we're going to start a conversation there about words for 2020, something that could be on your heart, maybe something that you feel on your heart about, or just something that you just want to share.
Yeah.
But let's do that through there. Let's talk.
Let's do it.
You know, open it up for everyone, and we want to hear from you guys too.
So awesome. Let's do that. Yeah. All right, guys, we're going to sign out.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
For today. But please do this. If this is fun for you, if this is encouraging, beneficial, definitely share it with people. You know, I know there's so many different kinds of people who listen to this, and there are obviously a lot of people who don't know about this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Millions and millions and millions of people do not know about this podcast.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty positive. And so it'd be great for you guys to spread the word.
Yeah. I mean, I know, like, personally, even before we started recording this podcast, some of my closest friends and relationships that I have, we would do things together, like share a podcast, and we would, you know, have inside jokes about a podcast and all that stuff. So, you know, we just want to be a part of that. We want to be a part of, like, you know, your lives. We want to be a part of, you know, if you're listening to this, we love you. We appreciate you. We do this for, you know, you guys. We do this because we have fun with it, but we also want to, you know, have you be a part of this. So, you know, when you come up to us and you see us, tell us about your favorite episode. Tell us, like, we want to hear about
this
stuff.
Yes, we do.
You know what I mean?
And, like, yeah, tell us what you want us to hear and talk about. And
if
you want to say something, and maybe you have a, you know what I would love to do is actually get the words, right?
Okay.
And then talk about those words.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's so a good idea. Let's do that. Let's do it together.
Awesome. Happy New Year, guys.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Love you guys. See you guys next time.